Hi, this is stop 10 of the audio trails, and to find the final stop, stop number 11, you need to go past the trail kiosk, past the restrooms, and you'll find the QR code on the corner of a picnic table that's overlooking the Klickitat River. And the picnic table is located southwest of the parking area. Enjoy these last two stories.
I am Wilbur Sakis Jr. I'm a Klickitat. This is one of my home country sites where my people resided prior to the Euro-Americans arriving. And so we displaced this town of Lyle. It was a village site. It was a good food drying area because the wind went both ways, east and west. East wind, and it would dry the fish real quick. A lot of fish was taken from this river, and also out there was fishing places on the Columbia on the bluffs there. Crossway on Rowena, there was people lived too. They lived there because of the water and also easy access to the elk meat and deer meat that were prevalent up there in the Rowena Heights. All of the towns down here, White Salmon, and Bingen, and Hood River, Stevenson, Cascade Locks, Home Valley, Underwood, and Cooks, where our people resided year-round in this area, and the government says we were using now, we were only here for fish. Now, this was our year-round residence. We lived here. Lewis and Clark verified that our village sites were here. They came through and using some of the trails on the east to get here. Travel was primarily by canoe or by foot, because we still didn't have the horses yet until later. And then when we got the horse, then we were able to move more freely. But it did take a while, because we had trade routes, trails to Seattle, to the coast, from the Sawtooth and from the Mount Hood area, Glenwood, Salila. There was a big trail that came from there up to Glenwood and Goldendale. Those were prime root gathering areas, Glenwood especially, and it was omitted from the treaty grounds that we reserved for this part. So, you know, there's a lot, but a lot of these trails are now highways,